Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, October 25th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Northern Pulp is signaling legal action against the Nova Scotian government over its mill closure. Also making headlines last week, Terrence Bay, Ontario paper mill has been fined over a worker injury. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, October 22nd at 44.32, up 87 points or 2% from the October 15th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 1.8%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Veritiv, up 29.5%, followed by Boise Cascade, gaining 5.2%. The biggest decliner for the week was Suzano, closing down 10.6%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 370%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 19%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 38.9%, while the PM40 is up 41.3%. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Sao Paulo, Brazil. Suzano brings its target for capturing 40 million tons of carbon from the atmosphere forward to 2025. Suzano, the world's leading eucalyptus pulp producer and a global benchmark in the manufacture of bioproducts developed from eucalyptus, announced last week that it has revised one of its 14 long-term goals, collectively known as Suzano's commitments to renewing life. Suzano's goal to remove 40 million tons of carbon from the air by 2030 has been brought forward by 5 years to 2025. With this revision, Suzano reinforces its capacity to make an even more positive contribution to the planet's climate by achieving net carbon removals from the atmosphere at a faster pace than previously expected. The new 5-year target will be supported by the expansion of Suzano's forest covering, which will involve both an uplift in commercial planting operations and setting aside new designated conservation areas that were previously anthropized. Alongside of those improvements, Suzano will maintain its focus on reducing carbon emissions across its own operations and supply chain, and will continue to improve its forest management to avoid losses in its operations, maximize productivity, and increase carbon removal. In parallel, the company remains committed to and engaged in discussing new methodologies for reporting carbon emissions and removals, as well as for setting targets linked to climate change, such as the Science-Based Targets Initiative
and the GHG Protocol Guideline on land use. For the purposes of measuring its carbon removal, Suzano considers its standing forest base only, with all harvested wood excluded from the calculation. Dateline Helsinki. UPM has sold the Kaipola mill site. UPM says it has sold the Kaipola mill site in Jämsä, Finland to Kaipola Greenport Oy. Kaipola Greenport is a real estate development company owned by Finnish private citizens. The sale consists of the real estate and no personnel was transferred. Kaipola Greenport plans to develop the mill site for manufacturing and industrial logistics purposes. UPM closed the Kaipola paper mill permanently in early 2021. In addition to Kaipola, UPM has during the past 12 months sold the Sansanau-Salo plywood mill in Jyväskylä, Finland to the Shotton paper mill in Wales, United Kingdom. They've also sold the Shotton paper mill in the Wales, United Kingdom, and the Chapelle Darblay paper mill in Grand Couronne, France. Quote, Kaipola is now open to development from a new basis. The mill site has an excellent infrastructure and offers many possibilities for a professional real estate developer, end of quote, comments Vice President Hannu Havanakal of UPM Real Estate.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Again, Dateline Helsinki. UPM sells its Chapelle Darblay newsprint mill to the consortium of Samfy and Paprec. UPM has signed an agreement to sell its Chapelle Darblay newsprint mill site to a consortium of two partners, Samfy and Paprec France, SAS. The transaction is subject to customary approvals. The sale of the Chapelle Darblay is an asset sale. No personnel will be transferred. UPM has permanently ceased production and agreed to a social plan for its employees at the Chapelle newsprint mill in Grand Couronne, France, in June of 2020. Samfy and Paprec plan to develop the site into a platform for the supply of green energy and the production of raw materials from recycling. The future site would consist of a sorting and packaging plant for paper and plastics, an on-site power generation facility using biomass, and a production facility for renewable hydrogen. Samfy and Paprec plan to invest approximately 450 million euros and to create 250 direct and 400 indirect positions.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Papri Talo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Chicago, Illinois. R.R. Donnelly confirms receipt of unsolicited proposal from Chatham Asset Management. R.R. Donnelly & Sons Company announced that it has received an unsolicited proposal from Chatham Asset Management, LLC, to acquire all of the outstanding shares of RRD for $7.50 per share in cash. Consistent with its fiduciary duties and in consultation with its independent financial and legal advisors, the RRD Board of Directors will carefully review and consider the Chatham proposal to determine the course of action that it believes is in best interest to the company and RRD shareholders. R.R. Donnelly shareholders do not need to take any action at this time, the company said. Centerview Partners LLC is serving as a financial advisor, and Skadden, Arps, Slate, Meager, and Flom LLP is serving as legal advisor to R.R. Donnelly. Dateline Delaware, Ohio, Greif named a Newsweek's list of most loved workplaces for 2021. Greif Incorporated, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, announced last week that it is featured in Newsweek's Most Loved Workplaces list for 2021, ranking among the top 100 companies as part of a collaboration with the Best Practices Institute, also known as the BPI, and a development and research company. Quote, "We are honored to be recognized by Newsweek with this prestigious distinction. At Greif, we believe motivated and engaged colleagues are the foundation to our success by providing value to both our customers and shareholders. We are delighted and pleased to be considered among the best workplaces in the country," end of quote, said Pete Watson, Greif's president and chief executive officer. Most Loved Workplaces results were determined after surveying more than 800,000 employees from businesses with workforces varying in size from 50 or more to more than 10,000. The list pays tribute to the companies that put respect, care, and appreciation for their employees at the forefront of their business model and, in turn, have earned the loyalty and respect of those who work for them. Here's one more quote. Quote, "Through a one team approach predicated on colleague engagement, recognition, and development, we foster an environment where colleagues can learn, contribute, succeed, and perform at their best," said Bala Sathlaravadan, Greif's executive vice president and chief human resources officer. He continues, quote, "I am humbled by their feedback and commitment to our business," end of quote. Newsweek's list of the 2021's Most Loved Workplaces will be featured in the magazine's October 29th print edition and is currently available online. Dateline South Carolina. Pregis begins production in new $80 million facility in South Carolina. Pregis, a leading global manufacturer of protective packaging, celebrated production startup at its new $80 million blown film extrusion facility in Anderson, South Carolina, with a ribbon cutting attended by Governor Henry McMaster and industry partners. Quote, "We congratulate Pregis on this $80 million investment that will create 120 new jobs within the Anderson County community. We wish them great success in the Palmetto State and look forward to seeing them grow and prosper for a long, long time," said Governor McMaster. Headed by industry veterans, the 168,000-square-foot facility features multiple newly installed lines producing the latest engineered films. The films are used downstream to manufacture performance-oriented, flexible packaging solutions for food, CPG, healthcare, and medical and industrial applications. The facility will also feature a world-class film laboratory to develop and test materials. In keeping with Pregis's previously announced 2K30 environmental goals, the Anderson facility features the latest in energy efficiency in manufacturing and other plant functions. Prageus's objective is to run its businesses in the most sustainable manner possible so that it improves its carbon footprint, reduces environmental impact while making significant positive contributions to people and society. Dateline Boston, Sappy North America's Rebecca Barnard wins SAF Leadership Award. Sappy North America Incorporated, a leading producer and supplier of diversified paper packaging products and pulp, announced last week that Forestry Certification Manager Rebecca Barnard received the Society of American Foresters, also known as SAF, Young Forester Leadership Award. The Young Forester Leadership Award recognizes outstanding leadership by a young forestry professional in the development and promotion of an individual program or project, or for a sustained leadership role benefiting the practice of forestry and SAF. Recipients must be 40 years of age or younger, and an evaluation is based on outstanding leadership in the profession, outstanding leadership in SAF, and sustained leadership roles benefiting the practice of forestry. Rebecca Barnard was named SAPI's Manager of Forest Certification in 2018 and holds over 15 years of forestry experience. Prior to her role at SAPI, she served as the National Forestry Programs Manager for the National Wild Turkey Federation from 2013 to 2018, and as the Forest Certification Coordinator for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources from 2008 to 2013. Rebecca currently chairs SAF's National Committee on Forest Policy after serving a three-year committee membership term. Rebecca has been a SAF member since college and held various leadership positions with the Minnesota SAF State Society.
And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paperitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paperitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Nova Scotia. Northern Pulp signals legal action against Nova Scotia government over mill closure. Northern Pulp is once again signaling legal action against the Nova Scotia government over what it says it amounts to a $450 million in losses that it's incurred by the closure of the Pictou County pulp mill. In a news release this past Tuesday, Northern Pulp, a paper excellence company that belongs ultimately to the billionaire corporate empire of the Wajaja family of Indonesia, said it has taken the necessary steps to preserve its legal rights related to the closure of the mill 10 years prior to the end of the term of its effluent treatment facility lease. The mill has been shut down since January of 2020, when it failed to get the approval for an effluent treatment facility to replace the use of Boat Harbor. The former tidal estuary was legislated to be closed to effluent by the Boat Harbor Act. The Nova Scotia government signed an indemnity agreement with the mill's former owners, Scott Maritimes Limited, back in 1995, outlining what could happen if the mill closes or plans for a new facility were rejected. The agreement protects Northern Pulp against losses or damages and suggests the province would be entirely on the hook for the cost of cleaning up Boat Harbor and building a new treatment facility. Northern Pulp said it has tried unsuccessfully to engage the previous two provincial governments in settlement discussions. It said the newly elected Progressive Conservative government recently requested that Northern Pulp file its legal claims related to the closure of the mill and allow the province time to evaluate the claims before engaging in any settlement discussions. The release said the company has started that process by making claims under the province's indemnity for $100 million in losses. Quote, "This action confirms our desire to reach a mutually agreed-upon settlement that is fair to taxpayers and compensates us for the losses suffered," end of quote, said Jean-Francois Guillot, vice president of operations for the East for Paper Excellence Canada. Continues, quote, "Our intention is to use these funds to transform and restart the mill once we receive environmental approvals," end of quote. The company said the total losses related to the closure of the mill exceed $450 million. Company officials said that its plan to reopen the shuttered mill in Abercrombie Point, Nova Scotia, will cost an estimated $350 million. Dateline Ontario, Terrence Bay, Ontario paper mill fined over a worker injury. The owner of the Terrence Bay pulp and paper mill has been fined for violating Ontario's occupational health and safety rules over a 2019 incident in which a worker became caught in a pulp machine. Ontario's Ministry of Labor, Training and Skills Development imposed an $80,000 fine and a 25% victim surcharge on AV Terrence Bay Incorporated, the New Brunswick-based company that operates the mill. The conviction was handed down on September 27th by Justice of the Peace Bernard Caron, following the guilty plea from the company. The incident itself took place on June 25th of 2019. According to a news release from the province, a worker at the mill was in the process of pulling a sheet of pulp and attempting to place it between two rotating nip rolls. They became caught in the rolls. A co-worker was able to activate the emergency stop, freeing the worker who sustained injuries. Caron found the company's failure to equip the pulp machine with a guard or other device preventing access to a pinch point was contrary to the Occupational Health and Safety Act and other provincial industrial regulations. Dateline Kamloops, British Columbia. Workplace death in Kamloops, British Columbia under investigation. The BC Coroner's Service is investigating a death that occurred on October 15th at a Kamloops workplace. The fatal incidents took place at River City Fiber, and here's a quote, quote, "I can confirm that we are investigating a death matching the date and the location you've provided," BC Coroner's Service spokesperson Ryan Pantron told local media in response to a query. Quote, "As the investigation remains open, we're unable to provide any additional information at this time," end of quote. River City Fiber is located across from the Domtar Pulp Mill. River City chips grades 3 logs unsuitable for other uses to create wood chips, sawdust, and hog fuel. The wood chips are used for Domtar's pulp production, while the hog fuel is used as an energy source or for wood pellet production. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.